Time now for the latest world sports from the BBC with me, Eddie Adedoyin. Coming up, Chelsea keep a firm grip on the FA Cup.
Lampard with the latest one. Kerry with a hand, no keeping that one out. John Kerry powers it in and points to his captain's armband as he celebrates in front of the Matthew Harding stand.
Their semi-final opponents will be Aston Villa.
Young on the overlap to Warnock. Warnock's low cross in to John Giroud, flicks it, and Villa lead, and they've scored three goals in 12 second half minutes.
In tennis, the holders Spain ease into the Davis Cup quarterfinals without Rafael Nadal, and it ends all square between Germany and the Netherlands at the Hockey World Cup. More on that in a moment, but first, the holders Chelsea will meet Aston Villa in the FA Cup semi-final at Wembley. After Villa had come from 2-0 down to beat Reading in their quarter-final, Chelsea overcame Stoke by 2-0 at Stamford Bridge. Let's get the story of Chelsea's triumph first from the BBC's John Murray.
2-0 to the holders sounds like a comfortable passage through, and in the end it was, but there were some distinctly uncomfortable moments for Chelsea in the first half. Roared on by a boisterous Stoke support, the Delap long throws put Hilario in the Chelsea goal and his defenders under severe pressure. Mikel cleared spectacularly off the line from Whitehead. But Lampard thrashed Chelsea ahead 10 minutes before the break, and from then on, they enjoyed a much greater control of the game. And when Terry powered a header in from a Lampard corner midway through the second half, Chelsea had as good as secured their place in the semi-finals for the fourth time in 5 years.
John Terry, deposed as England's World Cup skipper after newspaper revelations about his private life, pointed to his Chelsea captain's armband after scoring that clinching goal. Afterwards, he explained why.
Giving the Stoke fans a bit of banter, that's all. They was giving me a bit of stick and just give a little bit back. That's what football's about, and you know they're entitled to do what they do, and so am I on the pitch, as long as they take it, you know, in the right manner, I'm sure they did.
So after knocking out Arsenal and Manchester City, Stoke's cup run is over. Manager Tony Pulis says they now have to concentrate on the Premier League.
The group is a good group and they work hard. Whichever way you do it and whichever way you cook it, they always give their best. And, you know, now what we've got to do is concentrate on the league and make sure we don't, you know, we don't let that go, because we're in a decent position at the moment. It's been a good season so far, but we have to carry it on.
Not for the first time in this FA Cup, Aston Villa came from behind to beat Championship opposition. The Premier League side were 2-0 down at half-time at Reading, but hit back to win 4-2, with John Carew getting a hat-trick. Darren Fletcher was at the Medeski Stadium.
At half-time in this game, you would have rated Villa's chances of reaching the semi-finals as slim at best. Reading, the last non-Premier League survivors in the competition, were cruising. Shane Long had scored twice, and they looked a beaten side. But whatever Martin O'Neill said to his players led to one of the great cup comebacks. His team scored three times in 12 frantic second-half minutes through Young and Carew twice to take a grip on the game. But back came Reading. Ingemarsson and Rashiak almost equalised before Carew made sure with an injury-time penalty to complete his hat-trick. It means Villa into the last four for the first time in 10 years, and just a week after losing the League Cup final, are back at Wembley.
Villa manager Martin O'Neill had some harsh words for his team at half-time and was delighted by the response.
Maybe it might have been a hangover from last week. Maybe it was the fact that a lot of players away in international duty. We just got them on Friday. Very little time to talk about it. Overall, the performance of the team was fantastic. Second half was really, really brilliant. And they give the travelling fans something to cheer about. We're in the semi-final. It was a great, great match. And we've turned it round. We're in the draw, which I suppose at half-time looked a million miles away.
Villa were later paired with Chelsea in the semi-final draw. And that raises the prospect of Spurs' Harry Redknapp meeting up with his old club Portsmouth in the other semi-final, which will also be at Wembley. First, however, Tottenham have to overcome Fulham in a replay at White Hart Lane. In the Premier League, Everton move up to 8th place after thrashing Hull City 5-1 at Goodison Park. Hull remain 3rd from bottom. Mikel Arteta, who's only recently returned to the Everton side after a long-term injury, scored Everton's first 2 goals, and then this tribute from manager David Moyes.
No, you can see by his level of performance today how much we've missed him. You know, when he plays like that today, you know, he certainly makes us play much better. It makes our football look better all round, and I don't think he's fully back yet, but it just shows you what we get when we do get him back right.
Makes you wonder how good Spain are.
Well, I've said many times, you know, Mikel Arteta, I think if he hadn't had the injury, would have been close to inclusion, because he's playing in the Premier League as well as any midfield player at the time before the injury. And if he plays like he did today, then I'm sure he won't be far away from him, but it might be after this World Cup before he gets another chance.
In Scotland, Robbie Keane scored both goals as Celtic won 2-0 at Falkirk. It means Rangers' lead over Celtic in the SPL is reduced to 10 points. Also in the SPL, Dundee United beat Hearts by a goal to nil. Inter Milan remain 4 points clear at the top of Italy's Serie A after a goalless draw at home to Genoa. Inter's closest rivals, AC Milan and Roma, second and third, also drew 0-0 on Saturday. Palermo moves into the Champions League qualification places with a 1-0 win at Laverno. In the German Bundesliga, Bayer Leverkusen have suffered their first defeat of the season. They lost 3-2 at Struggling Nuremberg and dropped to third in the table, 3 points behind the leaders Bayern Munich, who drew 1-0 at Cologne on Saturday. In Spain's La Liga, Mallorca joined fourth place Sevilla on 43 points after recording their 11th win in 12 home games. They beat Sporting Gijón by 3-0. At the Men's Hockey World Cup in Delhi, the match of the day between Germany and the Netherlands ended in a 2-2 draw. And as Aaron Armstrong reports, it means no team is yet assured of a semi-final place from Group A.
The last match of the day swung one way and then the other, with statisticians unable to work out the semi-final permutations until the final whistle. And as it stands, any two of four teams from Pool A can progress. The world champions trailed 1-0 at the break, but hit back through Oliver Korn and Jan-Marco Montag, with just 7 minutes remaining to take a 2-1 lead. However, the Netherlands captain, Toon de Neuer, playing in his fifth World Cup, equalised to secure a point, but only after his team successfully defended a penalty corner attempt in the very last play of the game. The Netherlands are now looking good on 10 points, but it's a lot less certain behind them. Germany are on 8, that's one ahead of Korea, who beat Canada 9-2. New Zealand on 6 points, missed a great opportunity losing 1-0 to Argentina, but they're still in the hunt, and it will all come down to the final round of matches.
In Davis Cup tennis, the holders Spain, Russia, Serbia and Argentina are all into the last eight in the elite world group. Spain proved they didn't need Rafael Nadal as they overcame Switzerland 4-1 in Logroño to set up a quarter-final clash against France. There was no Roger Federer either for the Swiss. Our reporter Chris Bowes says Nadal is still committed to play in Davis Cup tennis.
He loves the Davis Cup. He makes one or two moans about the dates of it, but he's very, very committed to it. And he was willing to play this first-round tie, but once it was clear that Roger Federer wasn't going to play for Switzerland, the Spanish captain, Albert Costa, said, OK, you know, you can take the week off. I think he wouldn't have been fit anyway because he'd had this revised knee problem. But unless he has another injury through the French Open and Wimbledon swing, I think we can expect to see Nadal playing in France.
In Belgrade, USA went out in the first round for the first time in 5 years. Novak Djokovic beat John Isner in 5 sets to earn Serbia a quarterfinal against their neighbours Croatia. Russia beat India 3-2 in Moscow and will now play Argentina, who beat Sweden by the same score. Chile and Israel have still to complete their tie. It's 2-1 to Chile going into the final day. The winners will play the Czech Republic. Now, without Andy Murray, Great Britain sank to a new low in their Davis Cup regional contest against Lithuania, losing 3-2 in Vilnius. Dan Evans was beaten in 5 sets in the final rubber. After a record 5 successive defeats, Britain must now beat Turkey in the relegation playoff to avoid dropping into the fourth tier of a competition. The BBC's tennis correspondent, Jonathan Overand, put Britain's defeat into a financial context.
How many times we have to emphasise that this is a tennis nation that gets £25 million a year from Wimbledon, gets £5 million a year from its generous sponsors, gets extra money from UK Sport and the lottery and various other sponsors and benefactors. Lithuania has an annual budget for tennis of £90,000. We've got the calculators out today. £90,000 would account for about 1 day's worth of the LTA's annual budget.
BBC's tennis correspondent Jonathan Overand reporting. And before we go, just a reminder that Chelsea beat Stoke by 2-0 in their FA Cup quarter-final and will now meet Aston Villa in the semi-finals at Wembley. Villa came from 2-0 down to beat Reading 4-2.